The Trump presidency hasn't even started officially, and already it feels like uncharted territory. Ask any journalist trying to decide how to cover Trump. I mean, do we write about every tweet he puts out there? Matthias Kolb has been pondering the president-elect's Twitter habits, and he has to explain it to his readers back home in Germany. Kolb covers the U.S. for the Munich-based daily Süddeutsche Zeitung.
I think his Twitter feed is really a kind of a window into his personality. I think, of course, you can always mock about him tweeting about Meryl Streep talking at the Golden Globe gala and stuff like that. But I think it really shows what are the issues that he pays attention to, that he's really kind of like obsessed with what the world thinks about him. So, yeah, I think it's a new development, but it's important to follow and try to explain to the readers how to deal with it.
It felt like a circus at the Trump press conference, but changed the channel to the Senate hearings on his cabinet nominees, a lot more sober. But, you know, it's a curtain raiser on the Trump White House. How are you covering the Senate hearings?
I wrote a piece for the website this morning about the Senate hearings for Jeff Sessions and Mr. Tillerson. I think especially Tillerson is important for the German audience because, of course, as Secretary of State, he will be America's face to the world. He will have to deal a lot with the European Union and the German foreign ministers. And of course, he has close ties to Vladimir Putin, and the whole Russia issue is very important to Germany and the German audience because the issue of Ukraine, the annexation of Crimea is a big issue in Germany. There is this fear among the German political class or the government people that Tillerson and Trump might change the sanctions regime so that it would be harder for the rest of the world to keep Russia in track. And of course, there is a certain sympathy for Russia in the German public as well. I mean, we have this right-wing populist party, Alternative for Deutschland, Alternative for Germany, who are also very pro-Putin and who think that it was totally okay that they annexed Crimea, that it's totally good that Mr. Trump wants to have better connections with Putin to prevent a third world war. I get a lot of emails from some folks out there who said, like, oh, it's good that Clinton did not get elected because she was a warmonger. I mean, those people are out there in Germany as well, and they like some of the things that Trump says. They want to shake up the system.
Right. So when you're reporting on Trump, are you kind of seeing him through that prism of what's going on in Germany with its own far-right phenomenon?
Yeah, I think we have to keep that in the back of our heads because, I mean, he has a very strong opinion about Muslim refugees. He talks a lot about Syria. He talks a lot about how our government, how Chancellor Merkel has failed the country. And of course, this will be the biggest issue in the upcoming election this fall in Germany. We have reports about Breitbart trying to expand and start some kind of like German Breitbart. We see more and more, I think you have to call it fake news reports about Germany on websites like Breitbart with absurd claims and outright lies. And it's always in the same direction.
Matthias, let me ask you one more thing, returning to the press conference yesterday. Since that press conference, a number of journalists, as you may know, have picked up a defense of CNN after Trump completely dissed their reporter, Jim Acosta, not allowing him to ask a question and calling CNN out for fake news after they reported the existence of the dossier. And that defense has ranged from all the journalists should have walked out of the room when that happened to a riff on the Pastor Niemöller quote opposing Nazis. First, they came for the journalists, but I didn't work for CNN. What do you make of all of this?
Yeah, I think it really shows the challenge that the media is facing over the next weeks and months to come about how to cover Trump. And I think there will be some kind of decision to be made. Will there be more solidarity? Or will they keep on be super competitive and try to get the best quote and maybe try to schmooze and try to have good relations? I think as a journalist, I would be happy to see more solidarity because I think the media, quote unquote, is getting attacked in this country a lot and also back in Europe. And I think it would be good to try to stick together and fight for the profession and always try to explain why it's really important what we're doing and that we're not out there to take sides and to, I don't know, take down a particular candidate, but we are out there to hold the mighty and powerful accountable.
Matthias Kolb with the Munich-based daily Süddeutsche Zeitung. He's speaking with us from Washington. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.